Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 23rd of September. I'm Paul White. Hey, let me tell you real quick about what's happening this weekend. I am on my way this Friday to Decatur, Alabama. We have ministered the last several years, each either August or September, this year slightly later, in the Grace River Community Church in Decatur, Alabama. Grace River Community is pastored by my good friend Barry Simsrott, and it is located at 2018 Cleveland Avenue Southwest in Decatur, Alabama. This event will take place a little different this year. I think traditionally we've done Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday morning. This year we're doing Saturday morning Q&A, followed by Saturday night service, Sunday night service. And so it's going to be a great time. We always have a wonderful time with the people, just personally and hanging out. But we have some tremendous services and just a really, there's such an atmosphere of receiving. And I've always feel like that's a compliment to the leadership. These are central times, okay? So if you're going to come to Decatur, that's in the Huntsville, Alabama area. Remember, these are central time zone times. Saturday morning, this coming Saturday, September 28th, 9 o'clock a.m. is a Q&A. Saturday night, 6 o'clock p.m., regular service. Then Sunday morning and Sunday night. That's the unusual. I don't know that we've had Sunday night. I think John Sheesby was with me last year, and I think he did a Sunday night there. But we'll be doing, I'll be doing all of the services Saturday at 6, Sunday morning 10:30, Sunday evening 6. Now, Sunday, this is going to be especially fun for me. Sunday morning and Sunday night, my friends Obe and Amber Brown will be doing the music for the Sunday morning and Sunday evening services in Decatur. Good times coming up. I'm excited. That's the last I'll announce of that. If you want more information, you can visit paulwhiteministries.com or you can visit Paul White Ministries Facebook page where we have an event page set up for this particular event at Grace River Community Church. Come and see us. We've got to meet several of you over the years at different venues, and this is one of those spots where people have come out and been a part of our services there in Decatur. Okay, we are in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and I'll just spend a few minutes today sort of summing up some of the thoughts we've had in the first several verses. In verse 10, "Does he say it all together for our sakes?" is a reference to the Deuteronomy 25 passage, "Don't muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain." And Paul asks, is God so concerned about oxen? Of course not. It's that he's showing us that as you minister, you should still be able to partake. Verse 11, "If we have sown spiritual things for you, is it a great thing if we reap your material things?" There's a good question. And it's one that Paul answers in another way in Romans 15, when Paul is planning his trip to Rome. In the 15th chapter, he says, and I'm going to read into this just a little bit, starting in verse 22, "For this reason, I also have been much hindered from coming to you, but now no longer having a place in these parts and having a great desire these many years to come to you. Whenever I journey to Spain, I shall come to you, for I hope to see you on my journey and to be helped on my way there by you, if first I may enjoy your company for a while." To be helped on my way there by you. That's your first indication. He's asking for something. "But now I'm going to Jerusalem to minister to the saints, for it pleased those from Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor among the saints who are in Jerusalem. It pleased them indeed, and they are their debtors. For if the Gentiles have been partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister to them in material things." Catch that. Paul actually calls it your duty, that if you have been ministered to in spiritual things, to minister material things. Take care of that which helps take care of your soul. I can't say this enough. If you have a local church and they help contribute to your soul care, support them materially. Support them with your finances. Support them with your time. Support them with your effort. You're not supporting them to be righteous or to go to heaven. You should have that stuff squared away. That's part of your faith journey, not part of your works. But support them because it is your duty that if they have contributed to you spiritually, to contribute to them materially. I try to make it a practice in my personal life that where I am being blessed spiritually, I bless into that materially, financially. And people do that with Paul White Ministries, and they do it a lot. And I'm grateful. There are also those who I think probably benefit from us spiritually who don't bless materially. And that's between them and the Lord. But I think Paul makes it clear that we have a duty. Now, so people talk about tithing and about how much they're supposed to give and when and if. To me, there is no if about giving. We can have an if about the tithe, because Paul calls that compulsory giving. You know, don't give by compulsion or necessity. And if you put a percentage in a number, I have to give to get, then I think you've replaced the promises of God with your own effort. But there is no if in giving when it comes to, are you being spiritually blessed? Then materially bless that in return. Verse 12, 1 Corinthians 11, if others are partakers of this right over you, are we not even more? In other words, if others are getting blessed by your material goodness, shouldn't we be getting even more? Nevertheless, we've not used this right, but endure all things, lest we hinder the gospel of Christ. Paul will make a turn, and we'll make it with him tomorrow, because he starts to talk about the fact that in some ways it would have hindered the delivery of the gospel to make too big of an issue of receiving finances. And that's true, and we'll look at how it's true. We'll do that tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.